Senate President Mike Miller said he believed the legalization of marijuana was the wave of the future, with more states joining Colorado, which legalized it this year. His comments came during Mark Steiner's annual Annapolis summit. But Governor Martin O'Malley told the WEA host he would have no part of it.
What you stand on the decriminalization and or legalization of marijuana will be debated in the House and Senate this year.
Yeah, I'm not much in favor of it.
Why?
Because I've seen what drug addiction has done to the people of our state and the people of our city. And I also know that this drug and its use and its abuse can be a gateway to even more harmful behavior.
Miller said he believed that the Senate would move ahead with improving the state's medical marijuana law. I believe that decriminalization was also in the cards. Last year, the Senate overwhelmingly approved decriminalization, but the measure died in the House of Delegates. As for legalization, he believes that eventually many states would move in that direction and was something that had to be carefully considered.
The reason the Colorado law is good in this sense is that it only sells to people 21 years of age.
Right.
It's like treated like alcohol.
Right.
And for younger people, it's treated like alcohol. So you have a younger person with a little small amount of marijuana, they're given a civil citation. And I think that's eventually where the country is going to be.
The Washington Post reports that he said he favored legalization and taxation of marijuana with restrictions. But his legislative counterpart in the House of Delegates, Speaker Michael Bush, dismissed the comparisons to, say, alcohol.
I've spent my entire life trying to keep kids away from that. And, you want to see the liabilities and the benefits from something that's take place in marijuana in Colorado before you want to even touch that. But I do think in the areas of decriminalization and medical use, I think are appropriate areas for us to take a look at and implement.
This is the last year in the governor's office for O'Malley, who has been reported as a potential presidential contender in 2016. But Maryland's Health Connection website has been plagued with problems, an echo of the federal program. Maryland Congressman John Delaney said he wants to look into the possibility of switching to the federal website, even temporarily, since it seems to be finally working. O'Malley said the Maryland Health Connection is working better, but left open the possibility of taking advantage of other state websites.
If you were to look at a thermometer, we are at 170,000 enrollees on our way to 260,000 by the end of March. And the site has now been made functional for most people. Are there still problems? Sure. Do some applications still get stuck? Sure. Some do. But I can tell you this, there's not a single person that's been denied coverage because of a prior existing condition.
O'Malley's Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown has overseen the rollout of the state website and has taken sharp criticism from his Democratic rival for governor, Attorney General Doug Gansler. Meanwhile, the O'Malley administration has also been grappling with the efforts by the state agriculture department to come up with new regulations on the presence of phosphorus in the soil from farming and the raising of chickens. The department withdrew its proposed regulations last year after farmers and the poultry growers decried the expense and practicality of the program. House Speaker Michael Bush said that the real problem was where to take the waste for processing.
Part of the issues were that they felt there wasn't enough time to comply with everything because there was not a plan to distribute all the manure and fertilizer in because nobody would place that plant on their property because the liability if something went wrong, were they going to be sued? So the state has stated they're going to go out and find a piece of property down on the Eastern Shore which they can take the manure and fertilizer, put that in, burn that for an alternative energy source, and make sure the program works. The idea is to make a program work and treat people fairly within the process.
But Eastern Shore Democrat Senator Jim Mathias has said he would introduce a measure that would require an economic impact study of the phosphorus program. Governor O'Malley said many factors should be taken into consideration, but he added,
I ask you, what is the cost to the children of the farmers in those heavily saturated soils, the children of the watermen, and the children of the other people of any profession in that area if their river dies? What is the value of the Wicomico River And how do you measure that against the inconvenience of finding another place to store chicken for a few months in the winter?
The governor and legislators also said they expected the issue of the minimum wage to come up this year, possibly calculated differently for various parts of the state. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.